What up, what up, what up, guys? Nick here. What's going on? Hope everybody is having an awesome weekend. I hope you guys are out there being as productive as possible and you're having as much fun as you possibly can. In a safe way, obviously, because everybody knows what's going on out there right now. I don't have to remind you what's going on, but I hope everybody is enjoying their Friday, and that you had a wonderful week. Well, before we get this show started, we will start as we always have. Today is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, guys, I really, really wanted to make sure and start this show off by just acknowledging the significance of today. Today is June 19th, and in the Black community, for as long as I've been in this country, it has been known as Juneteenth. Now, obviously, you can go on Google and, you know, get the rundown on the details of it, but the long and short of the importance of it is the fact that today, so many years ago, slavery officially ended. So we all know that Abraham Lincoln was one of the key people behind, you know, getting laws passed to make sure and abolish slavery. But on Juneteenth was when it became official, like people were actually allowed to be free. So if you don't know the full story of Juneteenth, please go do yourself a favor. Black, white, brown, you know, yellow, whatever it is, go get yourself the knowledge and find out why Juneteenth is so significant to African Americans and the Black community. So I wanted to jump into today's show and really discuss something that I've been thinking about. And I've been thinking about a way to really put this in perspective and kind of find a visual, because I know you're looking at the post and you're going, why does Nick have, you know, a flat tire and what looks like a donut or a spear? Say spear, that's the pronunciation. a spear on the actual screen. So here's the thing about that. In life, especially when you're younger, you don't think about being prepared. Why? Mostly because as the younger generation, and in every younger generation, we think we're invincible. And, you know, older people, you know, they know differently. They have wisdom on their side. They have experience on their side. They have foresight even on their side because of experience. And so, you know, knowing the sphere that I'm in, motivation, personal finance, you know, just financial concepts and how money works and things like that, on a whole, even as a mindset thing, because you guys know I'm big on mindset, you guys know I am big on increasing your knowledge base to in order to make informed decisions. And, you know, God's perspective on money and things like that, and just financial independence in general. So this is going to be, you know, it's not going to be too long, because I don't want to stay too long kind of explaining, if you want a longer kind of detail kind of message about this and topics like this, then you definitely are more than welcome to request that, and I'll see if we can do something longer than that. Even a kind of interactive thing we can do. But suffice it to say, for this particular episode of Freedom Fridays, I wanted to jump in and just kind of advise, you know, just as a look, man, I'm not old. I'm 37 years old. So I understand the mindset. You know, when I was in my teenage years, it was all about, you know, finding yourself, finding life, and finding what's important and things like that, and just being able to being able to go ahead and kind of put things together. You're not really sure where you're going, where you want to go, where you need to go, and things like that. But you're not really sure, you know, where you are. And in my 20s, you know, I kind of had some stuff figured out, but I really wasn't sure still. And you're kind of still trying to put your life together, but you have an idea of where you'd like to go. And lastly, you know, like, and because I'm 37, so I said lastly, you know, at this age, I kind of know what it is I want to do in life. I know what it is I want for life. I know the things that I need to have in place to facilitate my life. So, you know, I look for those things to be able to put things into place properly in order to have things, you know, work as I need them to and as I want them to. So here is the disclaimer. I am not a tax person. I am not this financial guru. I am not Susie Orman or even Dave Ramsey. You know, a lot of respect to people in the industry. However, I have had over 10 years worth of experience in the industry, and I do know what it is I know when it comes to, you know, being, you know, taking some of these fundamental things and putting them into place early. I don't know if you guys, for those of you who follow me know, I've done a video on the high cost of waiting on my YouTube channel. You can go check it out after this is over, obviously. But yeah, you know that I've done that, and you know the meaning behind the high cost of waiting. So in case you don't know, you don't understand, hey Nick, what do you mean? You know, it's simply this. Time is the most treasured and the most valuable asset you have. Forget the house, forget the cars, forget the gold that you have saving up. You know, time is the most valuable asset you have. However, in addition to that, time is the most powerful asset that you have access to. And even though you only get so much, it is something that done right, it can really make a powerful and a significant difference in your financial house. But before we even get to the fun stuff, before we start talking about saving and the importance of saving and things like that, you first have to understand this, is that time is not on your side when, you know, even when you're in your 20s. Because yeah, you do have statistically, you have a lot more time and things like that. But this next snippet here is for those younger than myself and those that are about my age and a little older. Here's the thing, guys. When it comes to finances, when it comes to learning the rules of money, learning how to play the game, you don't want to get into this game. You know, you don't want to be learning how to shoot a basket in basketball, you know, at halftime. That's not how you want to start it. You want to know the rules of the game. You want to know how to, you know, in football, you want to know what routes to run, what play is the route that you need to run, you know, where you need to go, where you need to turn around to catch the ball, you know. In basketball, you need to know what a box out is. You need to know what a pick is. You need to know what a pick and roll is. You know, you need to know what an alley-oop is. You know, you need to know what fast break is. All these different things. When you think about certain sports, it's like a language. It's like a language that you speak. But the thing about it is that when it comes to financial independence, most people don't even know how to speak the language. Imagine yourself going on vacation to a country you've never been before. What are the chances, especially if English is not their first language, what is the chance that you will be able to understand everybody? You need to at least have your Google Translate out. At the very least, if nothing else. But if you don't go with anything, if you go totally unprepared, you are going to be in for the shock of your life. So what do you need to do? Even in that example, you need to be able to at least be conversational. Learn a few words. Learn a few phrases that can get you by. Hey, where's the bathroom? Hey, where can I find food? Where is a good place to find a hotel? That kind of thing. You need to be able to be conversational before you even get there. And the thing is, the same thing in finance. Finance is a language. There's jargon in here that most people, you even start to talk too long. If you start in 40 seconds of financial jargon, you know, things like derivatives, things like protection, things like the theory of decreasing responsibility, all these different things most people have no idea about. So it's a language that you have to learn to speak. And the earlier you understand these fundamental concepts, the better. And so when I say, for those of you who are in your 20s and your 30s, this is the time where you need to be getting with someone to figure out how it is all this stuff works. Because let's be honest, you know, they're not teaching this stuff in high school. They're just not. They might teach you how to write a check. They might teach you how to, you know, put some money in the bank. They might teach you, you know, how to even probably get, you know, your 401k and stuff like that when you get your job. How to fill out a W-4 and things like that. And that's great. That's great to be able to teach somebody, you know, those kind of beginning principles. And I admire that for today's school systems, because back when I was in high school, when I graduated high school in 2001, let me tell you something. We barely got anything. And when you talk about finance, the only thing that I was taught in high school is get some money. That's what you were taught. Because in society, it is always figured that you can't even learn or have somebody teach you about money until you have some. And I get where they're coming from. But then again, when you're in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, you have this general misconception as a society that the only way you can be successful financially, the only way you can even get the guidance financially, is by having a whole bunch of money. And it's not true. It's not true to think that you only have to make $250,000 in order to get proper financial guidance, in order to learn these principles, these fundamentals. You're only exposed to that if you're worth being taught that. And when I say worth being taught that, I mean like, people will only agree to teach you if you're only of a major benefit to them. And I get it. You know, companies like, you know, Morgan Stanley and Merrill Lynch and things like that, those companies, those big financial names, those powerhouses, let's be honest, they're not lining up to teach middle-income families. They're not lining up to teach, you know, families like yours and mine, people who make less than $50,000 a year, who make less than $100,000 a year, to just sit down and educate them about their finances. Because why? Let's just be frank here. They don't have much to gain because of the fact that on average, most families don't make over $60,000. Most families. I congratulate you, and I thank the good Lord Jesus Christ that you do, if you do. And if that's you listening to this, that's awesome. You still need to be able to get to where you need to be financially, and only you can decide that. So if that's you and you're making over 60 grand, that's awesome. But for the rest of us that are not quite there yet, these institutions, these powerhouses, are not lining up to teach us this information. So what do? Go on Google, go on YouTube. Yeah, you could, but then you get general guidance. Okay, these are the generalizations behind a particular concept. However, you know, you say that's great for you. That's great for everybody else. That's like saying, you know, this is how you buy a home. You know, you have to have, you know, a down payment. You have to have things like your credit score in order and things like that. You have to have, you know, bank statements. You have to have all these different things. You know, this is how you buy a home. Step one through step five, six, or seven, or eight, or not how many ever steps it takes you. This is how you do that. However, it's a different question when you ask, how do I buy a home? How do I buy a car? See, that's a very specific question that speaks to your financial situation. And how do you know what you can do if you don't first figure out what you can do? And the easiest way to do that is not just looking at your bank account, or not looking at your savings account, or looking at your checkbook. That's great, that's a part of it, but you shouldn't stop there. The idea is to be able to get the training, get the mentorship, get the information behind what it is you're trying to do. Because see, we do research for everything else. We do research for the type of phone we want to buy, the type of computer we want to buy, the type of internet you want to use, the type of security system you want to have for your home, the kind of security system you want to have for your car, even your remote start on your car. You do research for that. But most times, people don't do their due diligence in the research for their finances. Most of us, including me, before I got the information, we went by what we were told by people who either knew of someone who had exposure to that, or who, you know, you get told from a friend of a friend, or a friend of a cousin of a friend. It was somebody that you know, or three or four degrees separation from someone you know, that may have learned something about principle of money. Very few people in the middle class or below that have gone to a financial professional to sit down with them and say, hey, this is my situation, this is what I do, this is what I make, what can I possibly be able to do, because these are my goals and dreams. There's very few situations like that where you get somebody that can sit down with you to be able to guide you through. And if they do that for you, bet your bottom dollar it's gonna cost you a very gorgeous penny. Now, there are companies out there that will provide the information for you absolutely free. And I wouldn't say well known. I would say they're very well established. But you have to look, you have to do your due diligence to find out how you can get help. Because you have to first, before you get somewhere, I tell people this all the time, before you get somewhere, you have to know how you're gonna get there and where you plan to go and how you plan to get there. And getting the things like getting a financial plan, getting the information about what you need to have in place to what your dreams are, what your goals are financially, what your goals are in life, because that facilitates your goals and dreams. Having a detailed plan, having something written down where you know what it is you're going after and how you're going to get there, helps you stay focused and it helps you achieve the goal. If you know the goal you're going after, you're gonna find out instinctively how to get there. And things like the important details, like having an emergency fund, 3 to 6 months worth of savings of your entire expenses for your financial house, your rent, your light, your phone bill, your car insurance, 3 to 6 months of that kind of expenses saved up. So in case something happens, spare tire, you're not strapped and stranded. Secondly, having something, a long-term savings engine for later years, for retirement, so that when you get to 67, those of you who are a ways off from there, like myself, 37, you're in your 20s too, it's never too early to start thinking about what am I going to do when that time comes. Me and my wife have conversations all the time about how we think, and one of the major things that we have in common is we look long term. She tells me all the time, I look long term. I make decisions based on long term view, long term vision. So the importance behind thinking about retirement years before, way before it happens, is that you get to know exactly what kind of life you want to have in retirement. Now, you know, people say things about Social Security and things like that. I'm not here to dive into too many details about that, but the fact is, if you were born after the year 1980, the probability that Social Security will be here when you are 67 is pretty slim. Because even on the back of the letters that they send you with Social Security, they'll even tell you that in bold, in black and white, that the probability that Social Security is still going to be here is probably not something you should expect for or wait for. So what do you do? Not just thinking about your retirement, but thinking about how you are protecting the income that you make. Because for those of you who are parents, for those of you who take care of people, if you have anybody at all that relies on your income, somebody that other than yourself that benefits from your paycheck, you need to be protecting your income, because of the fact that you don't know, again, spare tire, what can happen. And you need to have that protection, because if your income goes away, your family is going to need, or those who depend on you is going to have to find some other means or some other source if there is no income protection. Why do I keep bringing up the spare tire? Because I hear a lot of people saying, okay, why do I have to do this now? Why do I have to plan for this now? You know, I'm not turning 67 tomorrow. You know, why is it, do I have to plan that now? The funny thing about the spare tire analogy is the fact that it's not required by law. Most states, you're not required to get a spare tire, or you might lose your license, or you might get fined or something. You know, like insurance, if you don't have car insurance, you could face a hefty fine. You could face, you know, the non-insured motorist fee. I know in Northern Virginia it's like $500. I don't think anybody that I know has that kind of money to throw around, so people make sure they have insurance. You know, when you buy a home, you have homeowners insurance. Most people impress upon you, if they don't require it by law, they impress upon you the importance of having homeowners insurance or renters insurance. If you rent an apartment, most people won't even allow you to continue renting an apartment beyond a day if you don't have some type of renters insurance in place in case anything happens. And see, most people understand why you have to plan to have a spare tire. And I get that. There's a small percentage of people that don't have a spare tire. I don't know why you would do that. But, you know, the thing about it is that you don't leave your house every single day thinking about, okay, I'm going to leave and jump in my car and I'm going to run over a nail today. In the next few minutes, I'm going to run over a nail. I'm going to run over a piece of glass. So I'm going to run over something sharp and intentionally get a flat tire. But most cars now, they come with one. And whether it's a full spare or it's a donut like you see here, you have something. So obviously, it's better to get a full spare. Why? Because most donuts, you can only travel about 60 miles on a donut. Are there people out there that do more than that, and they have a donut on their car for a few weeks or a few months? Yeah, I've done it before. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I've rolled on a donut for like 3 months until I can afford to get a full spare, or I can at least afford to replace my tire and put the donut back in the car. But it's always better to get a full spare so that you have full use of your tire, you have full use of the car, and there's less that could happen with a full spare than a donut. And why does I even bring that up is because, you know, you want to be able to have things in place, not just to partially cover your finances. It's great to have a 401k with your job. It's great to have the insurance that they provide you is a couple bucks throughout your paycheck and things like that. You know, it's great to have that. But to be able to be properly established financially, it's better to have something private. Why? Because look at what happened to just about 40 million people in the U.S. Through no circumstance, no fault of their own, they lost their job. They were furloughed. They were let go. And some of them, they're not even sure if they're going to be called back. So what happens? They had no control over that. So what do you think happens to your benefits once you are furloughed, or once you are asked to leave your job because they can't afford to pay you? What do you think happens to your benefits? For example, most of you are not aware that your benefits, when, you know, if the company, God forbid, you know, your company, God forbid, ends up in financial straits, you know, your benefits are now company assets, because guess who's paying the bill? They are paying most of the bill. Your 401k will become a company asset if they end up in financial dire straits. That is now a company asset. If you don't believe me, look it up. And this is the thing too. Even if you decide to get another job, most times your benefits from your current job don't transfer over to the next job you go to. But Nick, the next job has benefits too. Yeah, that's great. But then you have to apply for it again. Most times you don't even get full benefits until after 90 days. What if you need healthcare benefits? What if you need, you know, your benefits other than the outside of healthcare before your 90 days are over? What do you do? The thing about it is, it's better to have something private so you have additional resources, so that you don't have all your eggs in one basket. So it's, but like I said, the spare tire example, you know, it's better to have a full spare than a donut. Why? Because you get full protection, you get full assurance that you have the things you need to have in place in full, so you can properly protect your situation. So in closing, the importance of being prepared early is that when it comes to things like compound interest, we need to understand that having compound interest work for you as opposed to against you. For example, against you in credit cards, for you as in things like a 401k, things like mutual funds, things like money market accounts, things like that, general things like that, is for versus against you. You have those things working in your favor, have your money working for you, and you have 20, 30 years, 40 years in front of you projected, those numbers are astronomical. And obviously, if you want specific details, you're gonna have to get the guidance. You're gonna have to get detailed information. And I am connected with individuals that can help you get that information, both on all sides. Anything to do with being properly prepared. Because listen, guys, We've all been watching the news. We've all been looking online, looking on social media, and knowing that everything that's going on, the precariousness of the situation. We know exactly what the landscape is looking like. So what do you do when you see things looking uncertain? You begin to protect yourself. With every situation, you look about protecting what you have, protecting and doing what's best for your family is something that is it's a no-brainer. In no other time more than now is it more important, is it most important to make sure you know what you have. Know where those documents are. Know what they say. And in the event that something does happen, that something does go down, that you and your family are protected. And like I said, the good news for everybody under the sound of my voice is that I am connected with individuals that can give you that advice, that detailed, customized advice to your situation, absolutely free. You heard me right. You get the information absolutely free. So, and like I said, you're not having to, you know, jump on this. You're not having to jump on this big deal like you need to pay an entrance fee to talk to Tony Robbins or to talk to, you know, Les Brown or to talk to Susie Orman. You don't have to, you know, do all those different things. You know, there are people out there, and I'm not saying they're bad people. All those people are great people. But at the end of the day, you know, you need something that's closer to what it is you have ability to reach for. As people just like you, just who have been trained and who have had information made available to them, taught to them, to be able to teach others. And so, you know, they're committed to making sure that people get informed. And like I said, now is the perfect time. If no other time than right now, you should be thinking about, God forbid anything happens, what do I have? Let me go through my documents. Let me go through, you know, what it is I have established and see, do I know what this means? Do I know what this means for my family? Do I know what's going to happen if in the event of something happening? Know for sure. Don't speculate, because God forbid that time comes sooner than you think. It's going to be your family members, you and your family members, that have to deal with the outcome. So you never not want to be sure of what it is that you have in your file cabinet or under your bed or under it or in your safe or whatever it is. You want to be sure of what you have. So, guys, I want to thank you for taking the time today. I really feel passionate about educating people. I really feel passionate about helping people, families like my own, that are trying to navigate this complicated time, that are really trying to do something to get themselves in a better state. And I will tell you this, listen, as dire as things have been, you know, the last couple months ever since January, there is a shift happening. There is a shift happening out there where many people who have been struggling financially, who have been struggling, you know, lately, will have a chance to drastically change their situation for the better. And I will be remiss if I did not say this. And you guys know me. I don't apologize for my relationship with God or the fact that I love Jesus Christ and I will profess it from the mountain. This is the thing, is that believing and trusting in God does not exclude you from challenges, does not exclude you from difficulties, it does not exclude you from having to go through things. But the Bible says He would never leave you, He would never forsake you, He would never, if he's a good father, He would not give you, if you ask for bread, He would never give you a stone. The thing about having a relationship with God is the best decision that I personally have ever made. And thing what we have to realize is more than ever now, we got to come together. More than ever now, we got to think about others and not just ourselves and not just what we're going through, but think about people that are walking past us every day. How can you be a positive influence in this time? How could you be a force for positivity, a force for love, a force for just compassion in this world? When there is division, when there is all kinds of unrest, when there are all kinds of uncertainty, there is no greater time than right now to be laser focused on assisting and helping other people, to seek how you can be a blessing in someone's life. And this right here is just one of the ways that I want to give back to people, to pass on to you guys what it is that I know, because in things like this, the legacy lives on, where people will always be able to hear this. People always will be able to share this, because it is things that we need to hear. The detriment of being able to get to financial independence is absolutely critical. And not just for you, not just for your house, not just for those that have a responsibility by you to be protected financially, but by those people that you probably won't even see, that you probably won't even get to meet. But the awesomeness about God is that he is able to reach people just by the example that you set. The Bible said, let your light shine before men that they will see and glorify God. The thing about it is, people, is that we have to be that light. We have to be that example. And one of the ways is that you show people, when you know better, you do better. So when you show people that, hey, this is the way that I know to go, this is the way that I walked, and this is the way how you can get through a situation, it is our duty to do that. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Freedom Fridays. If you missed the live show, go ahead to youtube.com. You can find me at Millionaire Insight, number 4 in the word life, to check out the episode there. You can always check it out here on Facebook Fridays, usually at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can always go on Anchor. You could download the free Anchor app to get the podcast. I'm actually going to be uploading this episode to the podcast of the Freedom Friday podcast. And guys, please share this information, because this information is literally things that will save people's lives. And like I said to you before, if anybody is needing more information on these concepts, anything that I've shared before here in this episode, please message me. Comment below, comment in the description, comment down below in on Facebook or on YouTube, wherever you see. Get in contact with me at Mr. Millionaire Insight is my handle on social media. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even Twitter, and on YouTube at Millionaire Insight 4 and the word life. Find me on there and make sure you get the information. Sit down with a professional that can help you. And I have access to people that will do that absolutely free. A 40-minute session can change the next 40 years of your life. So take action and get the information early so that you can prepare yourself and your family for these uncertain times. All right, and until next time, live life, love God. See you when I see you. Peace.